You know, Dr. Shiel, one of the things that you're sharing with us are some of the family connections with regards to treatment. And I know that when we're looking at trying to help a person overcome eating an eating disorder, part of the issue is nailing down some of the causes of the eating disorder. And what do you find to be some of the events that lead to a person developing an eating disorder?
Well, that's a great question and a very important one. I think that we've come to accept that there is no one single cause for eating disorders. And in fact, with every person, there's generally more than one issue going on at the same time. So we have to look at all the components, the biological component that I mentioned earlier. Does this child, because we are finding higher incidence of eating disorders among children who have a history or family history of anxiety and depression, biologically based, do they have anxiety and depression that was caused from some interpersonal, relational, familial issue, which is relevant as well in terms of contributing to an eating disorder? Has there been trauma in the family? Has there been a history of physical, sexual, or emotional abuse that can cause an eating disorder? Are there enough family patterns or family issues that have contributed to a child developing an eating disorder, where a child, again, when they pop out of the womb with an orientation toward anxiety and depression, takes what's happening in the family very, very personally? Most families are loving, compassionate families. Sometimes there are very severe problems in the family that contribute. Sometimes there are not. Sometimes, again, there is that biological piece about anxiety and depression that's going to be there no matter how good the parenting or how good the family. And then you take that, then put it in a culture where a culture that is so bent on body ideal and more and more and more media around what is expected from women, although there is a pushback now. Some media are pushing back against that and trying to redefine a standard of beauty that is about health, not about being too thin or about the specific diet or about fitting into a particular type of clothing or having a particular body shape and size. Things are available in our culture that we all participate in. There are trends. There are, you know, things that are available to help us feel better about ourselves that used in moderation is part of the culture. Body paint in some cultures, body art is, you know, becoming more and more common practice in the United States as part of the cultural trend toward how we define beauty. So we have to pull it back and look at and understand that child in relation to that family, in relation to their own genetics, in relation to their own biology, in relation to the culture, in relation to family expectations, and in relation to societal expectations, and see how uniquely each one of those patients responds and what it is that kind of makes up their constellation for the development of an eating disorder.
Gotcha. Let me get you to do this. I tell you what, we need more time, but we're just about out. Please, okay, Let the people know, just before we close out, more about your book, where they can get the book, and how they can follow you, and maybe even contact you in regards to speaking engagements.
My book, When Food is Family, on Amazon.com. I am available through my website, which is judyshiel.com, or my everything is listed on that website pretty much. And in terms of speaking, I really enjoy speaking. So thank you. This is a pleasure for me.
My pleasure, too. And ladies and gentlemen, Shiel is spelled S-C-H-E-E-L. So go to drjudyshiel.com. And
it's just judyshiel.com.
Great.
Yes, sir.
And the book is When Food is Family. Thank you so much for speaking with us today. It's been great.
Thank you, Cole. Thank you very much for having me.
My pleasure. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to encourage you, please follow her. She has a blog site, and the book is great, When Food is Family. See what you can do as family to help the one who is dealing with the specific disorder, the identified disorder, get over that. Remember, it's going to take the family. Can you imagine how developing the courage to help this other person by taking whatever steps you need to take would be a great way to let some of life's best moments come through you?